A quick note to mark the passing of astronomer Dr. Brian Marsden, supervisor of astronomy at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory and director emeritus of the Minor Planet Center. Frequent guest on the program, Dr. Marsden was known for his expertise in identifying comets.
Comet's a dirty snowball, or a snowy dirt ball, if you want to call it that. As the ice vaporizes and turns to gas, it releases this dust. Some of the dust sticks around with some of that gas around
the
head.
And he was on a program back in 1994 talking about comets. He was an expert on that. He also was warning us to keep our eyes watching out for asteroids that might collide with the Earth. He was also, you might remember, one of the first to call for the demotion of Pluto out of the family of planets, but none of his scientific work, I don't think, would have received the widespread attention that it deserved if he had not been such a vocal and visible scientist and someone who's always eager to come on Science Friday and talk to the public whenever he could. Brian Marsden, dead at the age of 73 after a long illness. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR. And out. Joining us is Flora Lichtman. We're at our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
You've got something really special today.
Yes, we are combing through the physics of hair this week.
And ooh, not you're getting to sound like me now.
I know, with the puns. I know. It's not just anybody's hair. It's a very hairy little lady's hair. It's Rapunzel's hair, and this is prompted because Disney is doing an animated feature based on Rapunzel Tangled. It's out, I think, next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And to do this picture right, they had to bring on scientists who are experts in hair physics.
Hair physics?
And rendering.
Didn't even know there was that topic of hair physics.
Me neither. I thought it was really kind of cool and bizarre, frankly. Mm-hmm. And then I talked with the researcher, Kelly Ward, who's a computer scientist, and she started describing how complicated this problem is. I mean, think about it. Humans have 100,000 hairs on our head.
Wow.
Trying to figure out the movement of those hairs and how they're going to respond when they bump into each other, or they bump into objects, is really complicated.
So when you animate them, right, you want it to look like real hair.
You want it to look kind of real. This was the epiphany of this video. Speaking with Kelly Ward, she said, you know, you want it to look real like it's real hair, but if Rapunzel was for real, you know, she has 70 feet of hair in this film. She'd be carrying a lot. That'd be like 80 pounds that she'd be towing behind her. I mean,
she would not
be doing somersaults and backflips like she is in this movie. Her neck would be strained.
Right.
So
they had to fudge it a little bit about what real hair would, how much it would weigh and how you could fool around with it.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was sort of making the physics look real in some ways and then, you know, giving it weight so it looks like a real object but not too much weight. So that it would be, you know, a scary thing when she let it down.
Yeah, well, and you did a great job on a video pick of the week. Flora has shown you how they computer animated the hair and the physics that goes behind recreating that animation. And as you say, the trade-offs about, we have to figure out how the hair doesn't go through itself because that's not what real hair does, but we don't want to make it so real that she's dragging this giant load behind her, right?
Right, and for part of this, you know, part of this was actually filming a lot of hair, she said. And they found a hair model with 6 feet of hair. And she said that it's not just how the hair behaves, but people behave differently when you're carrying that much behind you. You know, you move around differently if you're going to trip over your hair.
70 feet of
hair? Rapunzel has 70 feet and the real person had 6 feet, which seems like a lot to me.
And so if you go to our video pick of the week on sciencefriday.com and look at the hair, and it's a great explanation between the science. Was she a physicist or
computer
scientist?
But she said a lot of physics principles go in, like these mask spring equations are used. But, you know, it's a fairy tale, so you can fudge the physics. It's allowed.
And you can watch how we have unfudged the physics on the website at sciencefriday.com. And the movie is what's called Twisted. It opens
Tangled.
Oh, there you go. So I get they're going to kill me already.
Tangled out the 24th.
And we've untangled it,
hopefully.
For opening at theaters everywhere.
Yes, I think across the country. And one more little thing from last week, we had our video pick was about lichen, and we got some great submitted photos of lichen from people's neighborhoods,
right.
and our lichenologist identified them. So if you sent in a photo, it's likely up on our website. Go check it out.
I'm a liking it already. You cannot not
say. I'm still liking it.
I'm still liking it. It's up on our website. Your video is the video pick of the week and the lichen, your lichens that you sent in to us that we requested. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program senior producer is Ned Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wales, Alessia Bayek. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the Control Spit in the Dials here in New York. Anna Rothschild is our intern. And if you missed any part of Science Friday today or any episodes of Science Friday, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can download a podcast. You can download it from iTunes. Also, the videos that Flora makes, you can also download and subscribe to the videos. And you can take them both, our audio and video, along with you on your iPhone and download the iPhone app from sciencefriday.com. You can also write us. Everything's at the webpage at sciencefriday.com. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.